Dr. Parker, first of all, let me congratulate you on receiving this award from the American sheep industry.
Well, thank you, Dave. It's been it's a very meaningful award, and it was a pleasant surprise, and I just feel real good about it.
I want to take a couple of minutes to visit with you. You have had an extensive career in the sheep industry. Looking back over your career, what would you consider to be some of the highlights?
Well, I grew up on a farm during the Depression, and my dad had Merino sheep, and he attended sheep days, and I heard some of these people with new technologies and new knowledges. And that probably unconsciously put me on a life's dream. And then I had the opportunity to have Professor Kaufman, who was the chairman of the Animal Science Department at Ohio State, be my advisor. And he allowed me to get with Paul Goetz and worked in the wool warehouse and learned the wool thing. And I went to Worcester as a student, worked with Professor Bell. Graduated from Ohio State in animal sciences, and Professor Bell was my advisor and master's advisor. And they kind of put me on the track. I found my dream.
You talked about seeing a number of changes in this industry. What's been the biggest change that you've seen?
That's a tough one. It's one that I'm not comfortable with. But we had 56 million head of sheep in 1941, and today we've got less than 5 million. And we've seen a tremendous loss of numbers in this industry. And that's a disappointment, because the sheep is a beautiful animal, biologically speaking. And as I was saying this morning to a group, the meat from sheep should be the red meat health food, if there is one. And it's just been a toughie. But organizations that have come along through the Wool Act that was started in 1954, like the ASI here, if it wasn't for these kinds of organizations, they wouldn't have the clout that they have politically. They wouldn't have the people coordinated and working together on problems. And so it's a real plus to see an organization like ASI taking the leadership for the industry.
Is the industry, in your mind, positioned to take on some of these challenges?
I think so. Although when I look around in the pamphlets, there aren't very many people less than 40 years of age. And we need to bring on some young people. We need to somehow show them how that there is profitability in raising sheep. The technology, I remember Dr. Pope saying one time, if we would only adopt 50% of the technology, we could increase our production 100%. There's technology still waiting to be used. And I heard one of the speakers this morning talk about tradition is our biggest predator. I wrote an article on that 25 years ago. Tradition is a hard one to work through on this industry. And part of it's because sheep can be profitable without sometimes depending on technology. But if we could only get this lamb crop percentage up, if we could know that the Holy Grail is pounds of lamb marketed per ewe per year, we could be on the profitability track in a hurry.
Dr. Parker, I know that there are a lot of folks here in the hallway that would like to spend some time visiting with you to congratulate you on the award. But again, thank you for taking a couple of minutes to sit down with us.
It's been my pleasure, Dave. Thank you.
Dr. Parker, it's always a pleasure.